Caroline sipped her wine, the air warm as breath on her skin. She didn't see Al arrive, but he was suddenly there, sliding a hand around her waist and kissing her cheek, his presence, his scent, sweeping through her. 5 years ago, they had married at a garden party much like this one, strawberries floating in champagne and the air full of fireflies, the scent of roses. 5 years, and the novelty had not worn off. Caroline's room on the third floor of Doro's house had become a place as mysterious and sensual as this garden. She loved waking to the warm, heavy length of Al sleeping beside her, his hand coming to rest lightly on the flat of her belly, the scent of him, fresh soap and old spice, slowly infusing the room, the sheets, the towels. He was there, so vividly present she felt him in every nerve, there, and then as quickly, gone.
"Happy anniversary," he said now, pressing his hands lightly on her waist.
Caroline smiled, filled with pleasure. The evening had deepened, and people were moving and laughing in the lingering warmth and fragrance, dew gathering on the darkening grass, the white froth of flowers everywhere. She took Al's hand, solid and sure, and almost laughed, because he just arrived and didn't yet know the news. Doro was leaving on a year-long cruise around the world with her lover, a man named Trace. Al knew that already. Plans had been evolving for months. But he didn't know that Doro, in what she called a joyful liberation from the past, had given Caroline the deed to this old house. Doro was arriving even now, coming down the stairs from the alley in a silky dress. Trace was just behind her, carrying a bag of ice. He was a year younger than she, 65, with short gray hair, a long narrow face, full lips. He was naturally pale, conscious of his weight, and fussy about his food, a lover of opera and sports cars. Trace had been an Olympic swimmer once, had almost won a bronze medal, and he thought nothing still of diving into the Monongahela and swimming to the opposite shore. One afternoon he'd risen out of the water and staggered up the riverbank, pale and dripping, into the middle of the annual picnic for the Department of Physics. That was the story of their meeting. Trace was kind and good to Doro, who clearly adored him, and if he seemed aloof to Caroline, a bit distant and reserved, it really wasn't any of her business. A gust swept a pile of napkins off the table, and Caroline stooped to catch them.
"You're bringing the wind," Al said as Doro drew near. "It's so exciting," she said, lifting her hands.
She had come to resemble Leo more and more, her features sharper, her hair short now, pure white.
"Al's like those old mariners," Trace said,
putting the ice on the table. Caroline used a small stone to weigh down the napkins.
"He's attuned to atmospheric changes. Oh, Doro, stay just as you are," he exclaimed. "God, but you're beautiful. Honestly, you look like a goddess of the wind."
"If you're the wind goddess," Al said, catching the paper plates as they lifted, "you'd better cool your jets so we can have this party." "Isn't it glorious?" Doro asked. "It's such a beautiful party, a wonderful farewell."